Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Wednesday budget evening, markets and company news with Viv Govender from Rand Swiss. We're going to start with having a look at the impact of Budget 3.0 on the JSE and the Rand. So Viv, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. Let's just get your overall assessment of the speech. The general consensus is as expected and not too many fireworks, right?
Well, pretty much. I mean, the Rand didn't really change. We saw a slight uptick from the JSE around about the time of the speech, but I can't really say definitely associated with the speech. So overall, yes, as expected, not too many surprises. After the amount of, you know, wrangling that went into getting the speech out there, I don't think you would expect, you know, them to come up with some surprising new, initiative in that speech.
So let's move on then to the consumer inflation numbers that were out a little earlier today, edging up to 2.8% year on year in April. What is your reading of the situation? And is this broadly in line, do you think, with the expectation?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's slightly higher from 2.7 to 2.8, like you mentioned. I don't think it's outside the realm of what was expected. I mean, especially if you consider the official target is 3 to 6%, and you know the midpoint is of 4.5%, all of which is basically higher than this particular number. There was a bit of concern about meat prices. I think that was what drove up the food prices the most, and that was one of the bigger drivers of the increase. The inflation on food and non-alcoholic beverages went up by 4%. This is the highest rate they've seen for about half a year or so. So, yeah, I think the food price increase was obviously not positive. On the positive side, we did have fuel prices, you know, being a bit weaker, down about 3.2% month on month, which, you know, had to be expected given the strength of the rand and the recently lower oil prices we've been seeing.
Strong day on the JSE today. The market up about 1.1% and particularly led by resources, up 3%. Financials also not having too bad a day, but the notable highlight here is Sibanye Gold, up by 10.5%.
Yeah, look, I mean, if you had to look at the overall movers for the day, Implats, Northam, Sibanye, Amplats are the four biggest winners on the day. if you just put the Plats together there, and Sibanye, of course, falls into that as well because of their platinum exposure, you can see that today was a day of platinum, basically, and that's what's been helping it out. And if you look at the platinum price, it's above $1,000 an ounce, which is, you know, it's quite a bit higher than it's been recently. You've seen the platinum price basically in the last month or so up 10% plus, really spiking in the last 5 days. 9% of the 10% move happened in the last 5 days. And so that's what's kind of feeding into the move in Sibanye at the moment.
And the market continuing to smile on Sasol.
Yeah, look, I mean, we are seeing, Sasol up about 5% today. But you must understand, this is a share price that's been, really, really volatile recently. It's pretty much back to where it was at the start of April. Thing is that, just after the start of April, it fell quite dramatically. And yes, we've had seen a huge recovery from that point, but it's basically where it was about a month and a half ago. Lows to highs, from the bottom in April till where we are right now, it's like, a significant move higher. Because we're talking a very strong recovery, but that's just because we saw that pullback at the start of April that's really feeding through right now.
And Viv, I see that the Competition Commission has given its nod to the multi-choice Canal Plus deal. This really has taken an inordinately long time to conclude. What does this mean for multi-choice, and how important is this deal for the company, which, as we know, has been on the back foot for quite some time?
Yeah, look, I think this is an interesting thing. I'm not so sure what it means for the company going forward, just because the media landscape is just changing so rapidly. I mean, if you look at what's the biggest media house out there, the media outlet out there, it's actually YouTube, which is a very different business model than what we're seeing from Canal Plus, MultiChoice, or even from like Netflix. And this is, like I said, this is what the most amount of eyeballs or the single, it's biggest, source of eyeball are in the world at the moment. That being said, I mean, it kind of makes sense in an environment like this, where people are under pressure, that you do see consolidation occur, where people are looking at, you're trying to consolidate an industry that's under a bit of pressure. The one positive thing I do think that is working for MultiChoice and Canopolis is the fact that, you know, people still need to look at sport, and I think that's the one thing that keeps the this particular area of entertainment alive, which is, you know, over the air television. But I think, looking at everything else basically available at the moment, I do think that it's a very quickly changing landscape, and you couldn't really predict what the next 5 or 10 years is look like.
Let's move from MultiChoice to Southern Sun, and its results were out today. And again, thanks mainly to strong performance from hotels in Gauteng and in the Western Cape, and that shouldn't surprise us too much, right?
Yeah, again, a bit of recovery coming through. Sharp drop off, you know, which was at the start of April, and we've actually more than, you know, recovered that pullback in the last month. The share price is up over 10%. I do think that, you know, there is still a positivity coming through in the sector. That being said, I mean, it remains to be seen what the stronger rand is going to do. I mean, the rand below 18 to the US dollar might not be quite as you know, positive for, you know, Southern Sun as it is for consumers out there. I do think that that's something to be looked at as well.
And again, just looking at its earlier trading update, a lot of the activity here in Gauteng due to more activity in the conferencing space, particularly the Sandton Convention Center. And that in itself is a useful barometer, I think, for business confidence and business sentiment.
Yeah, most certainly. It definitely is. But I mean, obviously, if you're looking at a rand that's 10% stronger than it was, you know, a month or so ago, it's going to affect your international business. And, you know, if you're looking at international conferences, international activity, you know, a 10% increase is not something that will be ignored very quickly.
Viv, just give us a quick sense of gold and oil. Let's start with gold, if we can. Bullion rising to its highest level in more than a week. Obviously, this is due to some dollar weakness, but also, again, with so much geopolitical uncertainty at the moment, it's a dive back into safe haven status.
Yeah, look, I mean, apparently there's an uptick in danger around Iran and Israel. And I think we will talk about it in a second in the oil prices while we're doing a similar kind of move. I do think that, you know, gold, after breaching that 3,500 level, it is basically, you know, pulled back a little bit, but it's started recovering or finding some consolidation around 3,200. We're at $3,300 an ounce at the moment. I think some of the stuff around China has kind of diminished, but now that the Middle East is again hotting up, we've seen, for instance, you know, what's been happening in Gaza, but also, I think more importantly, what the moves between Israel and Iran are going to look like. I think that's going to be very important for the global feeling of security and safety, which obviously translates to the gold price as well.
And let's finish with the oil price jumping more than 1% overnight. There were reports on CNN last night that Israel is preparing a strike on Iranian nuclear facilities. Obviously, this would raise fears that any kind of conflict in this respect could upset supply availability in the entire region.
Yeah, most certainly. I mean, Iran has control of a piece of water called the Straits of Hormuz, which is just south of the country. Big bottleneck, a substantial chunk of the world's oil and gas goes there. Not so much basically the US, but mostly through Asia. Places like China and India really depend on those areas. If Iran is attacked and decides to retaliate, it could decide to basically, you know, mine that area, which would obviously take out a bunch of the world's oil and gas supply, and would of course translate into higher oil prices. But look, we've seen this happen in the past before, and thankfully, after some saber rattling and, you know, obviously some firing of weapons as well, peace was restored. Hopefully, it's not going to be much more significant this time than it was last time.
Viv Govender from Rand Swiss, always appreciate your assessment. Thank you very much indeed.
Hot 102.7, playing Joe Berg's best old school and R&B.